Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah.
We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters.
This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit. Happy Wednesday and welcome to another episode of Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah. What is up, guys? Hope you're all well. And how are you, Sarah?
Well, you asked that in
I asked that in the thing. Yeah.
Can I speak?
You always bloody interrupt me.
Because you actually
I'm
said...
just trying to speak now and you're speaking over me.
Sorry, wait. One second, guys, speak. I just have to put my hand up.
No, because you told me to bring in the podcast, so that's why I was talking.
And then you're asking me how everyone is, then you ask how I am, and now I go to answer, and then you talk over me.
Because well, you said, quick, we've got to do an intro. So I was panicking and I'm sweating and now I'm like getting yelled at.
Okay, I'm great, but you asked that in the
first... Yes, I know that.
Oh my God, you just did it again. Guys, this podcast is Tully and I speaking about our weeks.
No, it's just Tully speaking, not Sarah. Sorry, I had a mouth of water. You can go.
No, because you're going to do it again.
No, I'm not.
This is the reason we fight because I'm like, oh my God, can I talk? Guys, this is just a podcast episode of Tully and I speaking. We speak about a lot of things. There's... obviously, I bring in some deep and meaningful...
Why are you saying all the intro for?
I'm joking. Guys, I hope you enjoy this. I'm about to go throttle this girl.
I hope you like the episode, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, hi, hello, yo, what's up? Hi, Sarah.
That was different.
I know. I was like, I always say the same shit every week, so I thought I would be a little bit more excited today.
Switch it up.
Yes, switching it up for the potty. How are you?
I'm good.
You sound the same every week. You're like, I'm good.
No.
I'm great.
Well, do you know what?
Maybe one day you should say I'm fantastic.
I'm phenomenal.
Spit it out.
Like at the grocery store, they always say, hi, how are you? And you get to know like your local fruit and veg person.
Especially at the moment.
And the other day I was like, she's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. I was like, wow, it's such an automatic response.
Yeah.
And she's like, isn't it? I was like, oh, I'm just like, I'm getting through, you know.
Do you know what the funny thing is? I catch myself sometimes doing this when someone's like, they haven't even asked you how you are, but you're like, I'm good, thanks. Do you do that? I do it all the time, especially at the coffee place in the morning. They're like, hey, Tully. I'm like, I'm good, thanks. Oh my God, they didn't even, how embarrassing, they didn't even ask how I am.
But if you were having a shit day.
I still say good.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. Oh, do you know what I've been saying during lockdowns and probably the last 2 years? It's like, especially at the coffee store because they're the first people you see in the morning and they'll always like, and I know my coffee guys. They're like, hey, Tully, how are you? I'm like, you know what? I'm okay. Like, you know, I'm okay.
Because when you say that, I think it opens up a full conversation about why you're only okay.
Yeah, but I say the same shit. I'm like, I'm okay.
That's what I mean. If you don't want to engage in conversation with the person, I think.
Say good.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
100%.
True.
But if you want to talk about what your problems are, you might just give a nonchalant response like, I'm okay.
And also,
I've been better. I'm surviving, which will be, they'll be like, oh, why do you say that?
I mean, they don't say that because we all know.
But that's what I mean. If someone says you're good, you don't want to explore into a conversation.
And when I'm in a shitty mood or if there's something wrong, I do that. I like, because you know me, I don't like talking.
So
I go blank.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to my friends and stuff, but like I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm good. And then remove myself, walk away.
So
I don't get time. So they don't have time to ask me questions.
I'm just going to therapy myself. Why I probably say the same response every week is probably because I know we have to start talking about something else, so I'm not going to jump on here and be like, I'm shit.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what, though? You haven't asked me how I am. I'm just going to answer. But the last few weeks for me, I I haven't been flat. I know I was flat probably about a month ago. I go through waves, as we all do, and we talk about this all the time about lockdowns. But like the last 2 to 3 weeks, I think I've been pretty good. Like I'm seeing finally, I mean, even though like here in Victoria, everyone is different, but here in Victoria, for a very long time, we haven't really had a plan of like how we get out of this and like what the dates are and stuff. And we still don't, but half of me is like, okay, there is like a semi plan. So I feel kind of like not trapped.
You feel hopeful.
Yeah. And I've never really felt that during these lockdowns. So for me, I'm just like, you know what? Got to get on with life. Work's really, really busy. Like for Tully Lou, we've had the best month last month we've ever had in 9 years. So
shout out to majority of people.
I know. So thank you everybody for like purchasing the product, talking about the product, you know, recommending it to friends and stuff, because it really makes our hearts happy. And it's hard when you're in lockdown, when you're doing well. Like for us, I almost feel bad like saying to people, oh, we're actually doing okay. Like it's hard because a lot of people aren't working or a lot of people have lost their jobs. I feel a bit bad. So for us, I don't know, it hasn't been that bad for me the last 3 weeks. Which, so having said that, tomorrow I'll probably have a flat day and I'll be like fucking done.
The funny thing is whenever I bump into someone and it's a mutual friend of ours, they're like, hey, how are you? I'm like, again, I'm good. And they're like, hey, I just want to ask, how's Tully?
Oh my God, this is so weird.
All the time. That's what, and they're like, we know Tully really struggles in lockdown. I'm like, yeah, yeah, like she's good.
It's
like,
so wild because a couple of weeks ago,
but in my head, I'm like, motherfuckers, it's
motherfuckers, how am I? I don't know, maybe just people care for me more. I don't know. No, it's so weird because
Else they know I've got my shit together.
Yeah, well, they should have seen you 2 weeks ago that day you had. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. No, I'm not my shit together. I'm just probably more vocal about my emotions maybe. Like if I'm having a shit day, like I will be vocal. And I think a lot of people on Instagram or people like I've had a few messages from followers saying thank you so much for being real and talking about the realness of like lockdowns. Like you're probably one of the only influencers I've kept following because you're not too opinionated. Like I don't talk about vaccines. I don't talk. The only thing I do talk about is the mental health aspect of these lockdowns, only because I've suffered with mental health illness when I was a teenager, when I was anorexic and I had depression. So I'm really passionate about that space. I've been vocal about that, but everything else I'm not vocal about because it's your body. You do what you need to do. Everyone should have a choice. Unfortunately, rules and stuff might not allow that, but I don't really talk about pro-vaccine. You do whatever you want and I'll do what is right for me. And she said to me, she's like, thank you so much. You're like the only one that I've not unfollowed because I find a lot of influence at the moment that are talking about that stuff are online bullying in a way. And I kind of understand that because it even annoys me sometimes when I see some of, you know, fellow influencers and stuff. It's like, I understand what you're doing. We're all trying to be a community and get out of this and stuff. But like, there are some people that could trigger something in them. And again, that comes down to mental health, which I'm passionate about. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer whatsoever. I have been vaxxed. So it's, it's interesting space at the moment.
Yeah. You kind of like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if
exactly.
You don't.
Exactly. So why did I get on that train of thought? I can't remember why we were talking about. Oh, people asking how I was. It's so funny because I've had like maybe 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, there was a time when 3 or 4 people were like calling me up or going to and be like, hey, is Tal okay? I'm like, what the fuck? Am I bringing off this energy that I'm not okay? Because I'm actually really good. Like, I'm fine with lockdown at the moment. It is what it is.
But maybe that's because you only put up mental health things on your gram. You don't put up that you're doing good.
Yeah. But then again, that's just me. Like, I'm passionate about mental health. Yeah. And I do a lot of things with like.
So people are maybe only seeing that side. So they don't know that you're doing well.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, like I said, I only do that because I do work in like with the eating disorder clinic in Sydney and stuff like that. Mm. And there's a lot of rise in like eating disorders in teenagers and stuff, which kills me. But yeah, maybe that's why. I was just shocked. There was like 1 week and like about 5 people and I get another one. I'm like, what the fuck? What is happening? Why are people asking me this? I'm fine. And then I started to question myself. I'm like, actually, am I okay? I don't know. Am I?
What did you put up on the gram then?
I can't remember what it was, but I was talking about it to a friend. I was like, this is so weird. who knows, maybe it is that I was sharing the mental health things, but I'm just sharing that just for awareness. Like, this is actually a problem at the moment. It's got nothing to do with if you're a vax. It's got nothing to do if you're anti-vax. It's actually a problem of lockdown, isolation, being alone, your thoughts, all that kind of stuff. It triggers a lot of shit.
Mm.
So, yeah. But I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
So whoever bumps into me this week, if you ask me, she's all right.
Yeah, seriously. But just ask me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It is a very interesting time in the world. Like, I follow world news quite a bit. You've got everything that's happening in Afghanistan.
Did you see the earthquake in Mexico?
Yeah, I was actually going to bring up Mexico as well, because they're about to decriminalize abortion.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Then you've got the whole Texas which I
don't agree with, but
it's wild.
It's the fact that they're going to give $10,000 to the what is it? If you're in a house, like just say you're in a house, and the dad rapes the daughter, and she goes to get they gets $10,000 or something.
Who gets $10,000?
I don't know. I was fucking reading something
for dobbing people in.
No, I don't know what it was, and I was like, that's fucked. Well, now I'll read it later. I can't remember.
Now Uber and Lyft are saying that they will cover the fines they will get for transporting anyone to go to a clinic
if they've been raped or sexually abused.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is? When I read all that stuff that's happening in Texas, that is actually fucked.
Yeah.
It's so crap. It's really.
And I actually spoke to you about this during the week, because there's one prominent LA celebrity actress we know.
Mm-hmm.
She has a podcast too, and she is very vocal on abortion rights and currently vaccine.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy listening to her podcast. Like, I find her very funny. She's on a new show on Hulu. I think it's on Stan at the moment.
Oh, yeah, it is on Stan.
And she is – through her book, she said she'd had an abortion when she was younger, so she's pro-choice, pro-choice, pro-choice. But then when it comes to the vaccine, she wouldn't let a tradie work at her house because he hadn't been vaccinated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's such, like.
Do you know what? Unfortunately, I think that's where a lot of people are going to go.
Yeah.
I reckon. Like, it's.
But that doesn't make sense to me. No,
it's not. If you're pro-choice, it doesn't make sense at all. Like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Texas thing really got me. It's just like, and, you know, we're all females, and a lot of females listen, a lot of us have had abortions or know of someone that have had abortions, and the reason why you have it is because you're not fit and healthy to bring in a child into this world. You know?
Or you can't provide that child
the life. Exactly, and it's unfair. Yeah. It's like, that's what blows my mind. It's like, you want to have a child and bring them up in the best life possible, and if you can't provide that –
I just don't get how men can dictate that.
It's funny. It's like, and I saw one of, I wonder if I saw it on my Instagram, one of our friends, one of my friends, John, you know, the designer in LA, he posted something and I screenshot it because I was like, oh my God, that's so true. It's like not seeing enough men talking about abortion rights, but knowing a lot of men who have benefited from the abortion services.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's so true. Why aren't men speaking up about this? I saw like a handful of men speaking up about it, but I'm like, mate, you have to have sex with a male.
To make
a baby. Yeah. So it's like, and I was like, wow, that's so true.
So what will happen there? We'll have to either drive to like, say, Arizona or the other neighboring state to get an abortion.
It must be. Texas is weird, isn't it? Like, Texas is like very like fourth, like it's very like up and coming and like
Austin and
stuff like that.
Yeah.
The fact, and I know one of another guy that I know in LA, he's from Texas, and they don't wear masks or anything.
Mm.
Like, they're very like, it's just a weird state.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
I've never been there, to be honest.
Neither have I. Like, I want to go to Austin, but I'm just also now I read all this stuff and I'm like, do I really want to go to Texas? Because I don't agree with that.
But isn't it wild that even Mexico is just decriminalizing it now?
It's so wild. Like, it makes me angry because, like I said before, there is a reason why you have an abortion, and it's because you can't provide, or maybe it's sexual abuse, rape. And
exactly.
You just don't know anyone's circumstance. You cannot judge someone that goes for an abortion at all, full stop.
Yeah.
It really makes me angry.
And then there's the other side too, that the child might have issues.
100%. It's like when you go past those abortion places in East Melbourne, sometimes there's people protesting. It's like, you assholes, you've got no fucking idea.
No idea.
Like, and like I said, if you can't provide for a child, it's really unfair.
To bring that child into the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, too makes me angry, so have to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, and the earthquake in Mexico, New York got flooded during the week.
And apparently it was like the hottest day they've ever had too. Mm. That humidity in New York would be insane. It already is so humid in September. And the smell in New York, next level.
Yeah,
imagine being flooded and all of this stuff. Oh. And I was seeing some TikToks like of people that live in basements and it was like waterfall, like just flashing in.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you're going to drown if that keeps – like it was like Titanic, you know, in the movie, and it goes underneath the doors and then the head's just at the top like just trying to breathe. I'm like, this is what's going to be like.
In other world news, this – I feel like I'm a news channel right here right now.
Something else to talk about.
Another thing that did make me smile from around the world was you
– Oh, go.
No, go. You. No. What, do you think it on you?
I don't know. What are you going to say? Go. No, you go.
No, you go.
No, you go. Go.
You sent me a video from London, a busker, and everyone singing on the river there. And I was just like, it made me smile. And I said to you, how good. I cannot wait until Melbourne's alive like that again.
I think, one, that was such a beautiful moment. It was this young girl like on the river. If you've ever been to London, you know, there's that river. And
Thames.
Yeah, exactly. So she's on the edge of it, like busking, and she was singing to Bon Jovi. She was so incredible. And then she obviously had the crowd of people watching. And then all of a sudden, these like four girls like go in front of her and start dancing and singing. And then the whole crowd starts, I reckon there'd be about 50 people there.
Oh, more.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
And then they all start singing, and you literally watch this video and you get goosebumps. And it also kind of made me happy because it was very like summery. It was like the weather was amazing. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait. Like the collective energy of that whole group would have been insane. And it also kind of gave me hope for us.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird feeling. I felt really like it was weird. It was so beautiful though.
I can just imagine everyone down by South Bank. Someone, a busker busting out.
I'll get front row first.
John Farnham. Yes. You're the voice.
Or horses or something like that. Something like an anthem and just get everyone up and about. That was amazing.
What are you looking forward to, say, hypothetically? I don't want to get my hopes up. But what are you looking forward to most this summer?
Well, I definitely know I'm going to have like a full hot girl summer. Like we're going to go out all the time, like, you know, make the most of it. I think for me, just like being with friends again and like being, this sounds so, this is what I've missed the most, is just like being with your friends, going out for like a couple of drinks in the sun, in the afternoon, like sitting in the park, like just doing things in general, even going to the bloody beach. Like in summer, we go to the beach like most afternoons and just like after work.
Yeah.
And sometimes like I'll have a picnic on the beach. Like I think for me, I'm just really, really excited for like the social aspect of summer, and then also us getting out of lockdown, like having them both together would be kind of fun.
Mm.
Just doing shit. What about you?
Well, I've been asked this quite a bit the last week.
Yeah.
And where I'm hopeful is like I just want to survive our summer, like in the sense I want to – all those things. I just want to be able to say if you can't get into venues, I'm more than happy to sit in a park with my friends, have a couple of wines, have 100% some food, have a little boombox, like
that. By the pool, like anything, same.
As long as I got my friends there, I'm more than happy.
Yeah.
I am just hoping to be able to travel overseas after our summer.
So what we want to do ideally is like if you listen to the podcast or know Sarah and I, you know that like we travel quite regularly to LA, but for the last 2 years we haven't for work reasons, and we have a lot of friends there. It's kind of like our second home. So hopefully we can have summer here, and then I would say like maybe March, April, fuck off.
Yep.
And at least for like a few months.
And I even got a marriage proposal to
great.
To make me stay there.
Great.
That's from our friend Steph, but I was like, hell yeah, I'll marry you, Steph. I was in
that group message. Fuck. You know what? Like I'm just – we have a visa. So we have a work visa to stay there for like 6 months. So let's just hope that all goes ahead, because I am just frothing to get the fuck out of here.
Sticking on the theme of this week.
Yes.
What are three things that made you smile this week?
Three things that made me smile.
Jeez, there must have been a lot.
Nah, I'm just thinking, no, there's like a few things, but one, I was like, I didn't really want to talk about it, but it's not on social media, so it's fine. Probably one thing is I finally went and got vaxxed. I was very up in the air about it. Like I said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm like, I knew I would have to get vaccinated, like at some stage. I just didn't know it was going to be so soon. I was waiting for a certain vax to come here. But I went and got vaxxed and I kind of felt a little, this is going to sound so ridiculous, but I kind of felt a little empowered and one step closer to freedom.
Yeah.
So for me, that kind of made me smile because I'm like, okay, I don't have to stress about, am I going to get it? Am I not going to get it? Am I going to get it? I'm not going to get it. I finally decided, Cave, got it.
Cave, I think the conversation went a little bit like this.
If you go, I go. You jump, I jump.
Let's jump in this.
You get it too. When Sarah said, yeah, I'll do it, I was like, phew. No, because it's nothing worse. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want all my friends to be vaxxed no, but and then left behind. And do you know what? Okay, I know a lot of people are like, I did it for the community. Yeah, okay, I did. But selfishly, I did it for myself.
I did too.
I'll admit it. Because me too. I want to live my life.
Yeah.
And if me getting vaxxed is me going back to life, then fucking jab me. And I don't know. There's probably – like I just – I don't like talking about this stuff.
Yeah, but –
Yeah.
No, that it's exactly how our conversation did go. And it was a spur of the moment decision and we were very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
We did get it together. And I think the week that's passed, every little niggle we've had, we're like, oh, my God.
Side effects, side effects. Yeah. No, I actually didn't have any side effects. But, again, like I said before, I don't care if you don't get the vaccination.
No, me either.
And I – don't like, I'm literally like, if that's what you choose to do, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Whatever. But for me, I kind of want to be part of that 70%. Selfishly, I do. And also kind of want to protect my family.
My thing was, I don't want to miss out on going out with my friends. Like, it's going to be rules. Like, we know 100%. A couple of restaurants in Melbourne that have already said, hey, if you're not vaxxed, you're not coming. One of our favorite restaurants have already said that. And we're like, wow. Well, and
also for work. Again, we travel a lot for work.
I was just about to say that before you interrupted
me. I was just like, you were like very like stuttery. You can say it.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Can I say it right now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I'm not going to. I was going to. You.
Mine was to be able to travel overseas.
Yeah. And for us, like I said before, with what we do for work and stuff, we do have to go. I have to go to, like, I don't know when we're going to be able to go to China, but I generally do have to go to China.
Would you go to China?
Look, it's been okay doing long distance at the moment, like stuff like that, but you have to show face to these places but sometimes.
Are China letting people in?
I don't know. I just said before, I don't know if they'll, like, I don't know if that is going to be an option, but I'm just saying, and also wholesaling, like selling the product, we want to be bigger and better. We have, it's just... And you know what? Like I said this to someone else. It's like every person is in a different position. Mm-hmm. The position that I'm in at the moment, again, I want my life back and I kind of need it for work and traveling and stuff. So that's my position. If you're happy not to get vaxxed and you're happy to live your life like that way and you're not worried, 100%. I'm absolutely no judgment. That's one reason why I have never really been vocal about it because, again, maybe I'm pro-choice.
Yeah.
And that's what I am, so.
Two other things that made you smile.
Two other things. Fuck. Other thing would be the twins again. Like I babysat them the other day and they're just so cute and they're starting to sit up and just be more active and it's really cute to watch them grow. That would be another one. The third one would probably be – no, the third one I'm really, really, really – really proud and it makes me smile of you and I and how well Tully Lou has done last month.
That's really nice.
Yes. I'm actually like generally like, wow, like 9 years of business and the last probably 6 months I've finally felt like it's gone. Not that it's never been going anywhere. Having a business is a long process and whoever tells you it's not, like, I don't agree with because it's so much, like, fine teeth, like, you know, product, systems, all that kind of stuff. And I finally feel like we're in the flow of, like, the right direction.
Yeah.
And Yeah, that makes me smile because I'm really proud.
It's funny. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and just you saying that, the podcast was saying it's just before you're about to give up that things start to happen.
100%. And, like, you know, lockdown, again, for us, like, so grateful, and I know you can say this as well, like, I'm so, so grateful, so, so fortunate that we're in the activewear space because we haven't really struggled or been stressed. And I'm so grateful for that. And I don't know, maybe it's just me being me, but I always feel bad saying, like, that we're doing well.
Mm.
I don't know why. I just do. And I shouldn't, because everyone is in a different position, business, whatever. And there's been times before where we haven't been thriving and just say the event space is thriving.
Exactly.
And, you know,
everything comes in waves. 100%. Everything comes in waves. I was saying that to a friend yesterday. She's super busy at the moment, and I think it was like 2 months ago she was like going through a bit of a dark period because she had nothing to fill her days. Mm. And I said, isn't it good now knowing that like your days are so busy and looking back at that time and just knowing that everything comes in waves?
Yeah, 100%.
So now when your days aren't going to be busy, like, I'm going to enjoy this because I know there's going to be time coming up soon where I'm going to be super busy.
Yeah, but I can totally understand that though, because there's periods for me when I'm not busy, and especially when you're in lockdown and you're not doing any – oh, no, sorry, when you're out of lockdown and there's some days you're not busy, you kind of feel like you're wasting time and it pisses me off. Remember I had that at the start of this year when I was like, when I didn't have anything planned. At the start of this year, I think I spoke about it on the podcast. At the start of this year, I think it was like January when we were out, if I didn't have anything planned at night or during the day, I'd have full blown anxiety because I felt like I was wasting my life.
You didn't want to be home.
No, I didn't want to be home. And if I was home alone, I'd freak out. I'd be always calling people. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then, it was such a weird time. And then I think like I met my ex-boyfriend and then I kind of –
Filled a gap
at night. Like, it was kind of fine. But, wow.
So let's watch your space when lockdown ends.
Yeah.
Organiser Tully will be you back out.
Yeah, I'm, like, all for just having shit on. Otherwise, I kind of get anxiety. What are your three things?
My three things are quite simple, like always. Little boat.
Simple Sarah.
Vanilla Sarah, as you would call me. No. Basic bitch. Don't pretend you're nice on the podcast. You call me vanilla and a basic bitch.
Okay, let's just go.
So Bo, he's obsessed with football. So cute. So our dear friend Trent sent him a football card signed by him.
I did see that was really cute.
And it's his most prized possession now.
Very cute.
Won't let it down.
And he doesn't even go for Richmond guy.
I know. He goes for the D's. Go the D's. Second thing, I had the kids the other day and there were new lambs born across a road from me.
Oh, bless.
But
we love a little lammy.
Guess what I had for dinner that night?
Lamb.
Yeah, roast chops. Lamb.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Oh, well, boring.
And do you know what else made me happy?
Mm-hmm.
And you are actually – you don't usually like some of my purchases, but you were pleased with this purchase and I can't wait for me to receive them, so it's going to make me smile. I bought a brand new limited edition pair of electric blue Birks.
Yeah. I'm not a massive fan of Birks, but I like the pastel. I've got a pair of the pastel lilac ones. They're the only Birks I'll ever own. I do like those blue ones. They're cool. I wouldn't wear them, but I like them.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So that's what made us smile this week.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay, I've got a question. We've kind of like gone on a bit of a thing, but I want to ask you, I really am enjoying asking people their favorite quote at the moment.
Yep.
I want to ask you what your favorite quote is of the week and why. Oh.
I have three.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
One that made me laugh. It's more of a meme thing.
Did I post it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sent it to me.
Ugh.
It was.
I'm pretty funny.
You can't.
I know. I can't get someone else.
But you mean it.
No, I'm sorry.
You actually mean it.
I was kidding.
So this is the one that made me laugh.
Which one? I send a lot of funny ones. I've got this really – sorry. There's an account on Instagram called Sarcasm Only or something. It's so funny.
The dating pool definitely has pee in it.
I did say that to you. That actually really did make me laugh. When I saw it, I was like, lol, that's so – I've just seen that to Sarah.
So first serious one When you're full of love, it confuses people who are full of shit.
I don't get that.
So when you're full of love and come from a good place, people who are full of shit don't really react well to that. They're like, it's like the saying.
Like a mirror.
Yeah, it's like the saying with people that are happy, it pisses off people that are sad.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And this is one I actually sent to you last night and you didn't like it or you didn't heart it and I think you maybe chose not to see it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know what you sent last night on my text or Instagram.
Instagram.
There's too many platforms. I can't keep up. What was it?
The most convincing sign that someone is truly living their best life.
No, I didn't say this.
Is their lack of desire to show the world that they're living their best life. Your best life won't seek validation.
No, I did not say that. When did you send that?
Last night.
I would have liked that.
I didn't
see it. Maybe you sent it and then you sent something else after because that often happens.
Cross.
Can I say mine?
Yes. But they won't be as good as mine, but.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be as good as mine.
No, well, this is mine. Well, it's relevant to, like, it's got to be, like, your quote. I don't have a funny meme because I didn't know we're doing funny memes. But I can get one out if you want. I'll get one. Okay, I'll get a funny meme because I posted. Oh, okay. Haha. This is funny.
You've already laughed at yourself.
No?
Oh, yeah.
That's the last one funny. I saved. So I'm just going to say that. Remember the ex you wanted to marry?
Did you want to marry him?
Nah, I didn't want to marry him, but I'm just saying it's funny.
Yeah.
So remember the ex you wanted to marry? ? Let's all laugh together. And it's just like, what's her name again? The actress? Not Meryl Streep. Diane Kruger?
Meryl Streep.
Is it Meryl Streep?
Yeah. It's Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep has got like a cocktail glass up. Like cheesy. Going, woo! Anyway, I'm only saying that because that was the last one I screenshot.
It was very funny.
Okay, so this is my
quote. But also very true because I'm like, whew, thank God.
I mean, I didn't want to marry my ex, but maybe you wanted to marry your ex. Anyway, happiness doesn't start with a relationship, a degree, a job, or money. It starts with your thoughts and what you tell yourself every day.
It's true.
Yeah, and that's like one that I saved this week and I was like, that's a spiritual goddess one. I don't know if you follow that account, but it's really good. I really liked that one just because, I don't know, for me, money, all that kind of stuff isn't everything. I think it's definitely what you tell yourself and, yeah, that's why I do manifestations a lot.
I want to come back to that.
So that's one and then I didn't realize you picked three. I always save quotes.
When this it's not a competition, you don't have to pick three because I picked three.
Well, I am because I just found another one. This is another one I saved this week. I think I reposted on my gram. Look around you, appreciate what you have. Nothing will be the same in a year. Amazing changes are coming your way. And I think that's relevant to everyone at the moment, especially in Victoria.
100%.
Yeah.
Going back to how you speak to yourself.
Yeah.
I think 3 weeks ago was that Taylor set us the challenge.
Oh, yes, the cold shower and the meditation.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you hold up your end of the bargain?
I didn't do it for a week because – so I did the shower 3 or 4 mornings. I actually really thrived in the shower. Mm. But, again, you guys will know this if you listen to the podcast, a couple of weeks ago I was sick. I had like – it wasn't COVID. I got tested. It was just the flu. But I was starting to get better and then I was having the cold showers and it started coming back. So I stopped. I think it was like, it's just too, like, I just too didn't want to get sick again because that was awful. So I did it for 4 mornings and then I did the meditation and then I did slip off on the meditation because I do the morning affirmations. I feel like that's kind of my meditation. I meditate at night. So if mornings for me was really hard.
Well, I've continued it up.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Even the cold showers. Yeah. Great.
Well, so it depends, like, if I need a hot one in the morning, but I'm not usually a shower person straight up in the morning.
See, I do sometimes.
So that's something that I've implemented. But the links Taylor sent were more of a affirmation thing because I put it on and it's like, I am peaceful. I am.
Well, that's your meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't love meditating in the morning. If I've got time, 100%. You wake up super early because you're like, I mean, I wake up early, but you just wake up a little extra early. If I did that, I just found I prefer meditating at night. So I didn't last the whole week with that.
I must be like on a woo-woo like bandwagon at the moment because even I bought Taylor's new
gratitude journal
and I'm like I like filling that in every night.
Yeah, see I do my own. Maybe I need to buy hers because I've got my own that I fill out.
Like last night was like, how was your day? How did you feel? Three things you're grateful for. What was your water consumption? What are you looking forward to tomorrow? And you just you go to bed with a 100%. Your heart's warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, so when I meditate, I do my gratitude diet and then meditate after. So that's why, I just couldn't do the morning one. It just did not fit well with my schedule.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to talk about a podcast that I listened to during the week, and I sent to you and I don't think you listened to
I've listened to half of it. I've got probably about 5 minutes to go.
It's the Foster sisters, yeah. Sarah and Erin Foster, and they got on a friendship coach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on the podcast?
It was good. I didn't really get – like you seem to get a lot out of it. I think it was good. Like she kind of breaks down like just a few things like active friendships and like all those kind of things. Like it was good, but I didn't really get anything out of it.
This lady says that you can basically only have 5 close friends that you can give enough time and energy to. Mm-hmm. And feel
doesn't she refer them to as active friends?
Yeah, active friends, and feel really connected to. Mm-hmm. And then if you have you're married, take away 2. If you got kids, and I just thought it was really interesting and probably very relevant for people who have kids because Sarah, who has kids, she's like, "What are you trying to tell me? I get up at 6:30, I make the kids' lunches, then I jump on Zooms, then it's but I have to pick up kids, then I have to start cooking dinner, then I eat dinner, then I have to put." Kids to bed. She goes, where in my day do I have time to – and she goes, maybe I am a shit friend. Mm. Maybe I'm not an active friend and, like, I'm more of a taker than a giver.
Mm.
And because I said to you – and sometimes you get pissed off at me because you're the one always to organize things.
I'm an organizer because I love getting friends together.
Yes. And sometimes you get pissed off at me because I never organize things. But in this podcast, the lady was like – Sarah's like – yeah, but I'm always the one to say yes. Like you got to look at your friends that say yes and like, yeah, really excited to do things with you.
Mm.
And then other friends that are like real flaky and don't show up, they're like, yeah, or cancel last minute. So I feel like I bring the positive attitude and like I'm your yes woman to everything.
Because I'm such an organizer, but I'm an organizer in life. But when it comes to friends, like I'm always the fucking person organizing the dinners.
In a negative way. Like that's great, but also your friends always say yes. Imagine if your friends didn't say yes.
But it also is frustrating that I'm always the one that has to like – I get why that's just my quality in a friendship. I get that. Do you know who's a real – the two friends that are very good active friends and they're similar to Sarah and mums, whatever. To be fair, Rosalia is fucking amazing as an active friend and I would say Brooke.
Yep.
And they both – Rosalia's got Rosa – Rosa has 2 kids, businesses, her husband works, whatever. Very fortunate to be able to have grandparents that can look after the children and stuff. Same with Brooke. They're active, like they've got busy, but they always make time throughout their day or even call or message throughout the day.
But this is the thing. This lady is saying, so they would be a part of our 5 friends.
Yeah.
She's like, this is where people get exhausted. Is because they're trying to be an active friend for 50 to 20 people, which
I've never been like that.
You can't show up to that many people at once.
Yeah.
You can't give that much time and energy because then you become exhausted. And that's, I think, a repercussion of lockdowns is because you have this pressure to continually check up on people.
Yeah. But do you check up on only certain people though? Like we're, for us, especially me, and I could say this about Rosa and definitely Brooke as well, we have a selected handful
but
of friends.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
They're our 5 active friends. But we're already doing that. I know, but a lot of people try and have that close network with 15 friends. And this lady's like, it's actually impossible for you to do that.
Yeah. I'm finding it – it's so funny you say this because I'm finding it hard because I've got a couple of high school friends that
– and that this is also what she's saying. She's like – you change throughout the years and your relationships are going to change. And it's a really interesting podcast and we will link it because it talks about friendships.
Honestly, Sarah thought it was way more interesting
than me. No, but I really did because
– I know.
It's also issues that we've gone through in our friendship. It's like you've got friend 1, friend 2, and then you bring a 3rd friend in and you're like, okay, but then –
but that's happened with both of us. Exactly. For example, Rosa has been a friend that's come in for you and Brooke's been a friend that's come in for me. And then the friendship that we have with both of them is the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on this podcast, one of the interviewers was like, no, fuck that. If those friends are hanging out without me and I introduce them, that's not right. Like, and this lady breaks it all down.
Yeah.
But she also said, be wary of people that have the same friendship group forever, because that means you're not evolving as a person.
Yeah, 100%. My friendship group, like,
And it makes you really reflective, because she's like, look at your five close friends right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same five people that you had in 2011?
No.
Exactly. So that's what she said.
I always think about this, because you know when people ask you, oh, who would your bridesmaids be? And I'm like, okay, if you had to ask me this 5 years ago, it would have been this person, this person, this person. If you ask me now, it's so different.
100%.
There's probably two people. When I get married, for some reason, I want, like, I've got a handful of, like, best friends, like, people that I'm, like, so close with. What you're saying.
But then you also say that people, like, that are 15th, 20th on your line are your best friends when you talk to people.
No, but they're good friends.
Yeah, they are good friends. But yeah. That's the thing, is they are good friends, but you physically can't put the same amount of time and energy into that.
No, but like I say that, but deep down I know who my best friends are. But like I do have – it's so funny because I've got like five best friends, and then I probably got about 5 to 10 like good, really good friends that I would consider good friends, but I wouldn't tell them what I tell the five. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And again, like I've said this, I've got a lot of different fucking pockets of friends even across the world, like that I've had, you know, my yoga Bikram friends that I've had quite close connections with that I'd consider really, really good friends.
Another thing this lady says, one thing that's really important is proximity.
Mm.
She's like, say if you've got a close friend that lives 3 blocks away from you, that ability to be like, hey, let's just go to the shops, because obviously she coaches people who want to have friends or expand their friendship group and how
I don't need to expand mine.
No, I know, but – No, and also mums that say they don't have the time to connect with their friends, because this is what she's saying, is the disconnectedness people are feeling. And she spoke about males too, because she said they're really struggling in this time because their bonding is usually activities.
Yeah, true, and like going to football, yeah, like sporting events. Exactly.
And she's like, so guys are really
thought of guys.
Guys
are
really hard in this time because they don't have that bonding experience, whereas girls are like more go for walks, catch up with a coffee, which we can do. And she said there's a oxytocin is released when you even have a phone call with one of your close five friends. You can hear their voice. You catch up in their life. If it's just a conversation, if you're stressed, the oxytocin's released and you naturally start to calm.
Mm, true.
Yeah, guys, like it would be a really hard time for guys.
And I've actually, to be completely honest, I've never thought about guys in this time. And you're so right, because they do a lot of things like go to the pub, like go to sporting events.
Go play golf.
Yeah. I've never really thought of
that.
They
bond over activities where we bond over like talking and coffee.
Huh, never thought of that. Okay, so I want to ask you, what's the craziest thing? We have been consuming TikTok a lot. Like I find TikTok very thrilling at the moment. It's very funny.
But did you enjoy that podcast talk? Like I found it really interesting.
I enjoyed the talk more than I enjoyed listening to the podcast.
But you just abruptly ended that. But
are you not done?
No, I just thought it was
We get it. It's a 5-star from Sarah Fassini. Next, please. No, I'm joking. Oh. No, I enjoyed having the conversation with you more than I enjoyed the podcast.
And that's what I mean. And I asked you to listen to it so we could have a conversation. Because
listen to it. I'd got 5 minutes left. I didn't listen to it all. Sorry.
You just didn't want to have a conversation. I like debriefing.
Did I not once say I didn't want to have a conversation? You're putting words in my mouth. I never once said that.
Okay, go.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on TikTok at the moment or Instagram? I'm like loving TikTok at the moment. I don't know why.
Yeah, I go on TikTok.
Very funny stuff.
Do you know what kind of frustrates me? I know when you're on a real TikTok rant. Because
same with you. You send like 10 at a
time, I know.
We both do it.
Last night it was so annoying.
You do the same thing. Don't open the messages.
What have I seen? Nothing that blows my mind, to be honest.
I've got a headache. Yep. Sorry.
I'm sure everyone wanted to know you got a headache. It's probably your injection.
No, I just had to. Yeah, keep going.
I actually watch it for more like food hacks and things like that.
Everything.
So I want to cook focaccia and I'm going to cook crispy rice.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Just so really
am, bad I, am I boring you? Fuck you.
No, sorry. No. I just needed, I was like massaging the back of my head and it was just like, I have really bad headache. No, some of the food things, do you know what I want to make? And I think I sent it to you and you sent it to me. I didn't do that. I sighed. I'm like, feel really weird. No, is the rice paper rolls and then putting them in the, frying them so they turn into like spring rolls but they're healthy.
Yep.
Not frying. It's like a little bit of like oil. That looks, and Stella made them the other day.
Saw that.
They were like dumplings. Yeah. Oh my God, they look so good.
And the dipping sauce.
Yes. Mm. Love that.
Or the one with salmon in it too.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Yeah. No, I think TikTok, as much as people give TikTok shit, I think it's actually a very educational. Yeah, there's a lot of shit on there. But I learn so much from TikTok. Even some of the news, someone's like, where did you see that? I'm like, I saw it on TikTok. No shit. It's great. Great. We love that.
What have you seen on TikTok that you like? You keep sending me that bloody boy that you're obsessed with.
He's so hot. He's like 10, by the way, guys. So can I – oh, shit, sorry. I just went to Instagram because I wanted to show. Can I do something I saw on Instagram?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Well, guys, so my dream is to have a sugar daddy.
You actually do, because my dream's to live in New York and now you want to come to New York with me and you're like, the only way I'm going to survive in New York is if I find a sugar daddy.
New York is expensive. If you want to have like a good lifestyle, you need a sugar daddy. Now, guys, it's actually not my dream, but like I did say that if I ever moved to New York, I'd have to have a sugar daddy, 100%. Anyway, I got a message. I've had a few of these before, but I was like, oh, I'll just talk about it. So do you want me to read it to you?
Please.
Okay. I am a sugar daddy, 59, looking for a sugar baby to pay off her bills or loan today. The arrangement is completely platonic relationship only, online and in public meetups. I enjoy being a sugar daddy. I have been blessed with more than enough to make a difference in someone else's life. Text me on WhatsApp on +172, won't say. If you're interested, you can also text me your wish list. I have a new house in New York. I'm like fucking bingo.
Show me his profile.
Mate, I don't think it's a real account. Maybe he just wants – wait, did you click it?
No.
Maybe he just wants me to add him on WhatsApp and he's going to send me dick pics.
Can we say this is a real thing in LA? And
there's an app.
There's an app and there's billboards that women can sign up.
To sugar daddy.
And you get a Range Rover, you get a membership in Equinox Pay. And you get a house.
I can't remember, but there's three things you get. And some of the relationships, you don't even have to sleep with them. You just have to go to events with them. But it's actually a legit thing. What are you doing? Don't follow him.
No, it's on the screenshot. Oh, I wanted to look at his profile.
Nah, it's fine. It's on private. No, but it's actually legit.
Maybe he might be legit. Maybe you might not have to sleep with him when we can live the greatest life ever in New York together.
Well, you know what? Maybe we can live in his house in New York. Maybe I'll send him a cheeky WhatsApp tit pick.
Why not?
I'm joking. I would never do that.
A foot pick.
I would never do that. Gross. So that's just something that happened on Instagram the last week.
Can I say something that I also enjoyed this week?
Being in my company?
That, but also.
Oh, wow. Really?
I always enjoy. I'm joking. Do you know the funny thing is, like.
I'm kidding.
So we send our gratitude messages every morning in a group text with Brooke. And the funny thing is, I thought the other day, I was like, we don't do that with Rosa. I wonder if how Rosa would react.
But I sent her a nice message last time.
I know, and this is the thing. We both sent really nice
messages. I started it. Don't you fucking flog off this. I was the one, and then you went underneath it. Don't you fucking do that. I did. I think you were too scared.
No, and then there was like her response actually made me laugh because it was just like, you guys.
Yeah, she's so not like that. No, I literally just said like, thank you guys for
keeping you sane.
Exactly, during this lockdown, because I actually don't think I would have been okay this lockdown there. I admitted it. I probably wouldn't have been okay. But I'm very thankful for that, you guys, and then thankful for you and Brooke as well.
That's really nice.
Yeah. It was nice, wasn't it? It was a really nice message from me. Now, what series have you been watching?
Well, two things.
Because I know most of us in Australia are in lockdown at the moment.
I watched the new Cinderella film the other night.
I don't like musicals. I can't.
It is a musical. I actually really enjoyed it. Mm. Like I'd never really I don't know much about Camila Cabello. And I was like, oh, I might just do a bit of a stalk.
She's so beautiful.
She is beautiful, but she's got so much flack recently because she's very curvaceous at the moment. Mm. And so a lot of media putting these pictures up of her and Shawn Mendes together.
Oh, I love Shawn Mendes.
Do you think Hailey Bieber made a mistake? Shawn Mendes
Shawn Mendes is swaggy, but then Justin Bieber is swaggy as fuck. I think Sarah and I have this little thing for Shawn Mendes because he used to always be at the coffee shop that we went to in LA, and we'd always see him, and he'd be it was the cutest thing, guys.
He was so lovely.
He would be sitting at the table by himself at a busy cafe journaling and listening to music. And every time I would you would just melt. He was so sweet. I think that's why we probably have a soft spot for him. But
he's just so handsome.
Yeah, he's so handsome. But then Justin Bieber's kind of like that bad boy, kind of like churchy kind of guy that I can't find really hot. Yeah. I think Shawn Mendes is way more good looking than Bieber, though.
Yeah,
but Bieber
I agree.
Has this mannerism or this ego, or I don't know what it is. It's weird.
You are attracted to boys like that.
I know.
Where
I am.
I'm more Shawn Mendes.
Yeah, I'm so attracted to guys that are a bit like their ego and just think that it's really bad.
Going back to Cinderella, I would say watch it. It's great. Something different. Kill a couple of hours in lockdown.
I don't know if I will. I mean, I'll try it, but
I've been watching the Nicole Kidman one, 9 Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, I started that.
Oh, click.
Okay,
bait.
Let's talk about clickbait. So I started clickbait maybe 2 weeks ago. When it first came out, it was number two. You know when it comes up on Netflix, the recent? It came up number two and I was like, I saw a few people post about it and I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch that. And then I was reading about it and it was filmed. I remember they were filming a show with Adrian Grenner or whatever in Melbourne last year. And I was like, oh, my God, that's the show. That made me watch it because I was like, well, I'm kind of interested. I want to see how they kind of did it. And then I watched it. I think I watched 3 episodes. I was like, oh, this show is not bad. And then I must have been busy. I forgot to watch it for maybe a week. And then maybe last Thursday or Friday, I was like, oh, my God, I think I need to watch this again. So I started watching it and then I got hooked because it's one of those shows that there's so many twists and turns and then you're like, oh, my God, how can this happen? And then you want to know what happens. And I think the episode's 55 minutes. So the last night I watched it, I watched the last 4 episodes in one night because I was not going to bed until I watched it. What did you think of it?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Great.
A really good show.
You even recommended it to my sister.
Or did she start it?
2 nights ago. She started the first episode 10:30 that night. The next day I think she only had 2 episodes to go. She Googled what.
Oh, why would she do that?
That was my response.
No, because you need to watch it.
It is.
No.
It's great.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's
great.
A bad mistake. I wanted to know too and – but I was like, you have to keep watching it to see.
Cause it's thrilling.
Oh, my God. It's such a good show. I really, really recommend that. And then I've started 9 Perfect Strangers. So it's not as good as Clickbait, I don't think.
No, Clickbait's great.
Yeah, Clickbait was amazing. But – and 9 Perfect Strangers was also filmed in Australia. So it was filmed in Byron Bay.
Why are they trying to portray American actors when it's filmed in Australia?
No, I think there's only a couple of Australian actors on it. Asha Keddie, Samara Weaving is Australian. And
but even on Clickbait, there was one guy out of Home and Away.
Was there?
Yeah.
No, because it's obviously because it was COVID and lockdown, maybe they couldn't get – well, we know one of our friends is an actress and she was auditioning for American.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just – it's great for the Australian acting. Amazing.
Mm.
Wait, who was the one from Home and Away on Clickbait?
He was the partner of the Asian journalist.
Is he Australian?
Yeah.
God, he was cute.
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know that. No, I just think because we've got a friend. Actually, her show, it's not on Netflix yet, but if you're listening to this and you're international, not in Australia, you'll be able to watch. It's called Dive Club. It's not on Netflix in Australia yet.
It's number 2 in Netflix in America.
Yeah. It's called Dive Club. And basically what our friend's Yasmin and she's on it, I think it's supposed to be an Australian version of Outer Banks, which Outer Banks is also amazing if you haven't watched Outer Banks.
Never heard of it.
Oh, the guy on it is so hot. Actually, Higgsy is friends with the guy, main guy and the girl on it. She's really beautiful. And it's a really good show actually.
Hmm.
Bit of a mystery. It's supposed to – my – thing was, I think it was supposed to be an Australian version of that, but it is not on Netflix at the moment. I think it's going to be on for until like 3 months because I think Channel 10 have the rights to it.
Oh, okay.
And Netflix aren't allowed to play it until after maybe Channel 10. I'm not sure. But that will be another one that we'll have to recommend when it comes out.
Yep. I have two questions for you. Donda or Certified Lover Boy?
Certified Lover Boy. What about you?
I haven't listened to all of Donda yet.
I haven't listened to all of Donda yet either, but I'm a massive Drake fan, like way more than Kanye.
Yeah, right.
And I prefer Drake's style of music. Kanye at the moment is a little bit too preachy and churchy for me. But
you love Yeezy clothes.
Love Yeezy. No, I love Kanye. Yeah. I don't like new Kanye. Does that make sense?
New music Kanye.
I love old Kanye stuff, like love, love, love. Mm. But I just find it's a little bit too like churchy and he's trying to turn everyone like, I don't know.
Preacher.
Yeah. Okay. There's a couple of songs on there I'm like obsessed with, but I also love how Drake, a lot of the collabs and a lot of the artists that he's collabed with are like people that I listen to anyway,
mm-hmm.
like DaBaby and like all that kind of stuff.
DaBaby and
me.
DaBaby that are two different rappers or some shit.
Nah, I just like I'm gonna go Team Drake. What about you? Oh, you haven't listened to the whole
kind. I haven't listened to it. Drake was easy to listen to.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
He's just like different.
Cardi or Doja?
Oh my god, okay. So I'm a massive Cardi B fan. We can't deny that. We all know I'm like a Cardi B fan, but I'm fucking loving Doja Cat at the moment.
You really are.
Like you can get the hips moving. It's like kind of like a really good. Do you know what? I think with I still love Cardi. Cardi is probably a bit too rappy compared to Doja Cat. You can like dance to and it's got like a bit of more of a rhythm, whereas Cardi sometimes can be too rappy.
Too rappy.
Yeah. But I love them both.
That's great.
Yeah. Have you, what else music have you been listening to?
Just your usual top 40.
Really?
Yep.
What are you liking at the moment? I still am obsessed with Stay by Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi.
I
still love that
Shawn
song.
Mendes has a new song. Oh, yeah, he does too. Summer something.
he talks about tequila and meditation, my kind of man. Yeah.
Yep. Pinal and Elton John's been overplayed, good. But.
A bit over that, actually. Yeah. I still love Dua Lipa, like even old Dua Lipa stuff, like Levitate, like all her old stuff. Yeah, but I don't know why.
I've been listening to SoundCloud a lot.
I need to download the SoundCloud app because one of my friends, Kelvin, he is a DJ and he remixed like this house. He sent me the link. It's like a house remix and it's only on SoundCloud. And I started listening to him. It's actually fucking like dope. So I need to download the app.
It's dope.
Yeah, it is dope.
Dope.
It's sick.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's basically it.
We actually have a lot to talk about. I was nervous to record this one because I was like, I actually have nothing to talk about.
We always have something to talk about.
Yeah, but like life at the moment's a bit grim.
Pick up your attitude.
No, I'm just saying like it's not like we're going out and got stories to tell. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, and I also am like trying to lay low on the dating apps because it can't be fucked. Oh, so really? There's no.
Have you been on?
Yeah.
But wait, just... tell me. Okay, wait, before we cut this off, you need to tell me. So you've been on the dating apps. Yep. Who are we talking to?
Talking to quite a few people at the moment.
Quite a few. Far out.
Yeah, but. You know, they're just entertaining.
Anyone that you, like, know or they're just new?
Designer boy is back.
On the apps?
Not on the apps, but in real life. But
I don't think we've spoken about him before. You just have to be very careful because last time you got into a lot of trouble.
Well, let's scrap that.
No. I want to know.
But in saying
stop. Why are you scrapping that? Could have been good content.
No, but we're not scrapping it from the podcast, but you're telling me not to dive into my personal life.
No, you can, but just don't code name because the code name's
But that's obvious. What I call him to you as well.
But if he listens, he knows he's designer boy.
You know what we call him by his full name, which is nah.
No, you just go beep.
Beep, beep. Look, who knows? I don't want to go for any more walks and then what? Like, it's just
dating, to be honest, like dating at the moment is hard. It's like the only thing you can really do is just like
go to their house. And with someone you can have
single bubble. So you can like obviously like go for walks, get coffee or watch Netflix and chill. And it's like if it's with the right person, it's fine. But it's also like it can be quite repetitive. And
it takes me a while to warm up. So I wouldn't necessarily go to someone's house or even on like a second date.
But it's different circumstances. You kind of have no choice. But like I said, if it's the right person, it's fine. But also, you know, when you're like in the early stages of like dating someone, it should be like,
please tell me.
It should be like exciting and fun. And it's just hard at the moment because there's nothing else you can really do.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dating, you're like, okay, let's go like a restaurant. Yes. Let's go like for a day trip and stuff. You obviously can't do those things. So dating at the moment, can be quite grim. But like I said, if it's with the right person, it's fine.
Yeah. So I'm talking to people, but I probably go on the apps once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And then I go on it and then I see all these messages. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. If you don't have notifications, which is so annoying. What apps are you on?
Both of them at the moment.
Bumble and Hinge. Yeah. Interesting.
But I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Like I hate being on my phone as much as it is in the first place and then I have to be on it like, nah.
And also with dating apps, if you have someone that's got no like chat, oh my God.
Oh, it's a drainer.
It's a drainer. Yeah. It's like if you, this is what used to, like, well, this is what annoys me. It's like, if you write,
I'm having this conundrum at the moment. This boy keeps asking to go on a walk.
Yeah,
like, always fucking messaging me. How do I let? Like, how do I just say no? Do I ghost them or just say no? Oh, I don't like. He's talking to me, messaging me all the time
on text,
on the app, and now he's moved to Instagram.
Oh,
and worse. I'm just like, I actually don't think I want to go on a walk with you.
Just say hey. I'm kind of seeing someone at the moment.
I can't say that.
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Just say, like, look, no, just, you know what, say? Just be like, hey, you know what?
I used the excuse the other day of, oh, let's wait for better weather just to,
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, now it's getting warm.
Yeah.
No, just say to him, like, oh, to be completely honest, I'm just done with the walking.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it's not, you're not lying.
Yeah.
And it kind of gets you out of it. But then if he comes back and's like, come to my house, then you're fucked.
He looks like – no, I don't think he'd be one of those people.
What, say it?
A little bit nerdy.
What, so you're going to go to his house and
play
mathematics?
Oh, who knows?
Just tell him that. Just say, look, sorry, I'm just off the walking.
I've got a stress fracture. No, I don't want to put that juju out there. No, I take that back.
Nah.
Not putting that out in the universe.
Anyway.
That's one thing giving me life at the moment is going for runs.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, that's it. Today in real life, it's Are You Okay Day.
It is Are You Okay Day.
But.
Don't ask me if I'm okay.
No, I'm not. But I'm like, let's just not focus on it one day. Make sure like you ask your friends generally every day.
I do.
Check in on your mates. I'm talking to the people in their earbuds. What are they called? AirPods.
Speakers, AirPods, whatever you want to call it.
Just check in on your mates, be kind, have a great day.
Focus and hopefully we get out of this pretty fucking soon.
Focus on the good. I love you. Have a great day.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.